July 25th, 2017, and, excuse me, if you all could silence your cell phones, turn them off, and I'm going to ask my colleague Bob to lead us in the pledge, if you will.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we'll start with the introduction of the board, again, starting to my right.
My name is Robert Knight.
I'm Ken Dayton.
John Delavos.
Michelle Cameron.
And our staff.
Stephanie Hicks, Winchester Secretary.
Cameron Williams, liaison for Commissioner Christie.
Laura Begley, Director of Planning.
Great, thank you. And this is a public meeting, a period now for comments from the public, if anyone would like to comment on tonight's agenda. Now is the time to do that, seeing nobody. Move along to the approval of the minutes for the June 17th meeting. I'll make a motion to approve those. All in favor?
Aye.
Excellent. And I'll also make a motion to approve tonight's agenda, July 25th, 2017. All in favor?
Aye.
With change.
Correct, we're going to swap the order of the agenda items. We're going to push DR0548-17 to the first item and move item number one to number two. All in favor?
Aye.
Great. So let's get started. First application, it's item number DR-0548-17, Circus Circus Casinos Incorporated. This is an application for a design review for the following remodel and modification to an existing motel site, Circus Circus Manor, including proposed landscape areas, awnings, and shade structures. And two, to allow the use of vivid hues or subdued hues are required per table 30.56-2 for an existing motel operating in conjunction with the Circus Circus Resort Hotel on a 12.5-acre portion of 44.2 acres in an H1 zone, RVP zone, and C2 zone in a MUD 1 overlay district, generally located on the northeast corner of Sammy Davis Jr. Drive and Circus Circus Drive in Winchester. Is the applicant present?
Hi, Greg Borgel, 300 South Fourth Street, here for the applicant, which is Circus Circus, a part of the MGM complex. This item reads like a lot more than it really is. It's fairly modest. There is an exist, you already approved the new pool area here. This application is to add between the units and the pool area, a covered walkway, enhancing the landscaping by the buildings, putting in canopies on the buildings to match the color pattern. And so, as I said, it takes more words to say than it does to actually do, but I guess it can be summarized with the staff analysis. The proposed changes will enhance the site and improve the general safety of pedestrians on this site. The color schemes proposed for the awnings and walkway match the colors of the other existing facilities that are part of the overall Circus Circus Resort Hotel site. Therefore, the color scheme is consistent, compatible with other developments in the area, will also improve the appearance of site. Staff supports the request. There are no unusual conditions. The applicant agrees to the standard conditions. It's an effort to modernize and brighten up Circus Circus Manor, and not quoting anyone other than myself, make it look a little less like a motel and more like part of a resort hotel on the strip, which it is. And we would appreciate your approval.
Sure. Do you have any comments or questions from the board?
I have no questions, but I have a comment. I like the idea. I think it's a good move, and I'm in total support of it.
I agree.
I agree. I just have one question. it talks about the colors that are used compatible with the overall, the improvements are consistent and compatible with the overall slope development. And then it talks about those colors being red, blue, orange, and green. The only thing I can see over there is white and shocking pink. So I must be missing something, Greg. Where are these other colors, please? Because I like those other colors better, actually.
fair enough. And of course, what happens is that the Thunder Dome, or whatever that thing is called, kind of overwhelms. Kind of overwhelms you with pinkness. But as you can see, the project you've already approved for the rest of the piece has green and red.
So they're looking to maybe make them.
Sort of matches too strong a term, but compatible.
Compatible with that as opposed to across the street. Right. Got it. Thank you. That answered my question.
Yes, sir.
any questions or comments from the general public?
I think it's a great idea too. I was just curious, with under current planning, it says no the extension time may be denied if no commencement or no substantial work of completion within the time. Specific, what does that mean?
If it's directed to me, I'll answer staff and answer as well. They always give you a time limit on design reviews and use permits and waivers because a change of circumstances could occur. If you don't build and you wait 12 years, and now you come in to build, and somebody said, wait a minute, it was all right 12 years ago, but it's not now. Therefore, the expectation is that you will proceed expeditiously to do the project.
That makes sense. And what time frame are you guys?
They'll do it right away. MGM doesn't hesitate. The problem with them is getting them to wait until it's approved to build it.
Fair enough. I just want to echo to that. I think it's a good idea as well. I've actually been around there, and it does look like a motel kind of.
And this will help some.
Okay.
Great. Comments or questions from the public? No? I'm going to prepare to make a motion.
I move for approval of the improvements for the site for the service.
All in favor?
If I may ask a question, is there a recommendation for staff? When you make a recommendation, you should include everything in staff's recommendation.
I made the recommendation for staff conditions.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm sorry.
No worries.
Thank you for helping me with that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Good evening. See you next time, I expect.
Sure.
Start the race, right?
I'm off. Is there water down there?
It is. I always forget something.
Okay. Item number two. Application number DR-0548- We switched them. Okay. The next item on the agenda. Item number WS-0033-16. ET-0086-17, the Barbieri Trust. This is a waiver of development standards first extension time to reduce the side setback for an attached carport in conjunction with an existing multifamily residential development on 0.4 acres in an H1 zone within the MUD 1 overlay district, generally located on the east side of Linwood Street, 580 feet south of Sahara Avenue within Winchester. For possible action on August 1st, 2017, is the applicant present. Please state your name and address.
Gilbert Barbieri, 5 Montana Canyon, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89994.
Great. Do you have any comments or?
Well, I brought the file if you need it. I know I was here 1 year ago when you approved it.
Mm-hmm.
Probably you want to ask me why I haven't done the work. That's good, huh?
You're clairvoyant, I can tell.
Well, number one is a carport. At the beginning, after I got the permission to do it, I'm trying to find a contractor to do it. Not a lot of contractors are willing to do it. They come and do it and say, okay, $20,000, $25,000. Finally, I find a contractor who says, yeah, I'm going to do it, but it costs you $10,000. Okay. We spend 2 months after 2 months, and I don't know. Okay, so now I have to look for an engineer, and I have to look for an applicant. So, from the county, their complaint was it was like a shade structure. So on the application, I put this shade structure, and that started a whole can of work. Because that's not a shade structure. Later on, I found out it's a couple. So I had to do everything, engineer and architect, everything for a shade structure. And for a shade structure, suddenly said, oh, okay, you have to put some pillar here. Now you need to have a soil report. I said, soil report? This is a parking lot already. No, you have to do that. So I look around, call people for soil report. The one which you wanted to do it, it's not a certain point, what are we talking about? So finally I found somebody, 20,000. Okay? So I went back to the board, to the, and we discussed, is it possible, is it possible? So finally I said, oh no, you must be a shape structure. Actually it's a couple. If it's a couple, you don't need the soil report.
Mm-hmm.
So now, back to the engineer, back to the architect, because now it's a carport, not a shade structure. New calculation, new design. So by the time I had all the calculation, all the design, I brought it down, all very good, they took it, and the next thing I know, I made great work. So I went down there and I said, why don't you give me a response? So why don't you send me that on your internet, on your email? I said, I don't believe that. We sent an email, written the email. So I went to my son, and he had it, only his email. Then I went home. So what it was for them, I was too close to the time expiration, so I had to go all over again. So here I am.
Sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, to me too.
So do you have a contractor in all of the?
No, I'm doing myself. I don't know if.
Wait, so you have an architect, you have plans, you have everything.
Yeah, everything is in
the.
So what's the next step?
Refresh my memory. What are you trying to do to the structure? I know you were here a year ago.
I'm trying to do nothing. I'm trying to keep it.
That's it. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I drove by it today. It's an unusual carport. So, I don't really have any questions.
Well, my recollection is this came up last year, I remember you, and it was approved by us and then on to the county. But, so you had a year and you're just running out of time, is that it? You wanted another year? Well, if it goes till April the 5th, 2018, you can definitely complete this project by then.
Yeah, if you don't give me more problem, I may take that.
Yeah, because I remember him before, right?
Okay.
We get to
because, let's see, now they have all the drawing, they have all the paperwork, let's see. Because every time I present the plan, they have a looking for, you know?
It's not in question.
So,
it's been approved.
Well, it looks like
it's
storage.
A time extension.
That's what I'm clarifying.
It's more of a storage.
And I think for the previous owner, we should build it. We use it as a garage. Because it has storage.
Because it has storage and a roof.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you park cars in there? Okay.
Oh, my tenants love.
No. I'm just asking, right? You can park cars in it.
Yeah.
And how many cars can you get in there?
So we can put 8 cars if they work with each other.
Work with each other, yeah. That's by tandem park.
Otherwise, 4.
Yeah, tandem parking. Yeah, I got it. Okay.
That makes sense. I usually look around there and I would say secured parking would be nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
That's why I'm trying to keep it.
Okay.
For the benefit. But if I'm down, if it's going to give me more problems.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make one comment to the applicant. So I double checked everything you said with regarding
required to have a general contractor, which filed originally. You have a general contractor listed on your building permit.
Yeah, architect is a general contractor.
Okay, so they will pull your permit. So whether you do the work on your own versus whatever, I just want you to be clear that you need a general contractor to pull your permit. It's the only thing I wanted to clarify.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm a general contractor.
Okay.
I really mean legs for the thing.
I understand.
Because it doesn't want to happen too much.
I understand.
The project is not even worth my idea yet.
I just don't want someone to think that they can't use a permit, that they don't need a general contractor to pull this permit, because you will need a general contractor to pull the permit and pull the inspections. Okay.
Any other questions from the board or comments? No.
I'll move to approve the staff conditions.
Let's, I guess there is no general public.
He can always try to support if it makes you happy.
Darcy, do you have any comments?
Bob, I'll second your motion.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Congratulations. Good luck with the planning.
It's worth it. It's a pretty good, it's not worth it.
And I have one small favor.
Yeah.
Don't come back next year. I feel so sad.
Oh, why? I had another year?
No. I mean, they could redo it again if you.
Like, no, I mean, if I don't make it, I can have another year.
You gotta talk to her. She's in charge.
You can always file for an extension of time so long as you file for the extension of time prior to the expiration of this application. If it was April 1st and you don't have your because we've given you till April 18th, so if you get to April 1st of 2018, then file for your extension of time.
Why did they give it to April 18th?
They probably gave you 6 months from your the date of your meeting.
Oh, okay, because it's my birthday.
Oh, it's time for your birthday.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye bye.
If there's no general business, I'll open it to the public once more.
No. I actually have a general comment.
Okay.
Me and my husband are in the process of buying a home. We're closing escrow for next month. The home is not in Winchester, though, so I don't know what the rules mean. So
it means you cannot serve on the town board if you live outside of Winchester. Where do you live, or where will you live?
City of Las Vegas.
Yes. Oh, okay. We don't have town borders.
Well, I figure I should give that disclosure.
You didn't, consider that first, that you'd be off the board? Of-
it actually was a consideration.
So do we need to?
We'll advertise it, and so yeah, if you guys know anyone who's interested, let me know. But it will be advertised in the paper.
And then Michelle will be able to serve until what's the days, like the closing, or when she physically is moved.
I believe as soon as she moves, yeah, she's no longer eligible. So. Okay.
We will stop receiving mail to that address.
Okay, thank you for that.
You're awesome.
This meeting is adjourned.